This is GQDN for October 21st, 2024. Yep, it's Monday. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes, put in the promo code QUEST, and you get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a DLC coming to a game, and we have a first gameplay look as well. And somebody's in trouble. But we will begin today with PlayStation, because Sony turned down a deal. Now, the deal was made by Pearl Abyss, or the deal was presented to Pearl Abyss, which made the game Crimson Desert, and that was offered up by Sony, because they wanted some exclusivity for the game. But the studio rejected the offer because they thought that they would get some higher profits by self-publishing and releasing Crimson Desert on as many platforms as what they can. And they did tell their stakeholders that Sony linked the Crimson Deserts to its hit game Ghost of Tsushima. And they also looked at what their fellow Korean developers called Shipped Up, as they talked about Stellar Blade and how they would have sold a lot more if it was not restricted by the exclusivity deal. And that's what they're looking at, and that's why the deal was not taken. Now, WCCF Tech did say that Valve will not be doing any Steam Deck yearly releases. That's what the two developers, Lawrence Yang and Yezin Aliyev, I apologize for butchering names, did say in an interview with Reviews.org. Now, the interview was made because people were wondering when the Steam Deck 2 will be released, and apparently it is still a long way off. So, here's what Mr. Yang did say. Quote, "It is important to us, and we've tried to be really clear. We're not doing the yearly cadence. We're not going to do a bump every year. There's no reason to do that. From our perspective, that's kind of a lot of not really fair to your customers to come out with something so soon that's only incrementally better," end quote. Words are indeed hard. But was this really hard to keep quiet? Eurogamer.net did say that Nintendo's Switch on playtest was leaked. Now, we know that last week, we knew that the playtest of the console would be coming, and we talked about that in the last weekly show. Well, Eurogamer did some investigations themselves, and Warrior64 up on Twitter did show it, because all of that shows is how to download the software, and did show some of the agreement. In fact, he said, quote, "Nintendo Switch Online playtest info is updated. Selected users can now start downloading the playtest. Playtest begins October 23rd. We still don't know what the test is for. Software is 2.2 gigabytes. In fact, Craze Franco, on Twitter, just said, getting it now. And he showed a screenshot of what it looks like on your Switch. And it'll just show online playtest program. So, we'll see what happens here in a couple days. Now, for all you Microsoft Xbox fans, there's going to be a new background for Black Ops 6 next week. Tom Warren said it himself, quote, on Twitter, "Microsoft has added Call of Duty Black Ops 6 dynamic backgrounds for Xbox Series X and S and X owners. And Call of Duty will be coming to everybody Friday, October 25th. 4 days. And all the Black Ops people said, let's go. So have fun with that one. Because this game isn't coming out too soon, I think. PC Gamer said that the Tales of Kanzera, the studio behind that game, did put its team on notice. So, here's what Surgent Studios did say on Twitter. Help us bring our vision to life. And then they posted a statement. Quote, "We've decided to put the work of Surgent Games Division on hiatus while we secure funding for our next project. In the meantime, we've unfortunately had to put our team on notice for redundancy. Everyone at Surgent worked incredibly hard to create Tales of Kanzera, Zao, Z-A-U, a game that truly comes from the heart. Their passion, creativity, and dedication are nothing short of extraordinary. There are still a couple of exciting updates coming down the pipeline for Zao. But for now, we have a message. Our team has created a prototype for a bold new project. It's darker, edgier, and more visceral than our first game, but it remains all Zao's high-octane combat and cultural depth, and we're looking for a partner, end quote. Now, a few months ago, basically in July, the studio did lay off over a dozen of employees, and that was via an announcement. And that's where they said it was, quote, a difficult time in the games industry, but we remain incredibly proud of our entire team's work on Zao, end quote. So we shall see what happens with this game. Not just that game, but both of them. But this one just looks good. Hardcore Gamer said that Baldur's Gate 3 took over the Belgian Game Awards, and they are still winning awards around the world. Because at the Belgian Game Awards, they got the best narrative and game of the year. But not just that, they also got the Audience Award, Best Audio, and Best Game Design. So they had quite a haul. But now we go to the esports corner, because the Copper Box Arena now has a Stratford Hotel partnership. Now the Copper Box Arena, from Esports Insider, the event organizers and the guests will get access to some accommodation packages at the hotel. Some of the perks mentioned in the packages does include some room rates and priority booking. Now this partnership does aim to strengthen East London's position so that way they can get better events. So we shall see what happens with that one. But that's only after we see some gameplay. Both PushSquare.com and PureXbox.com said that Adam Fall will be coming out in March. Now there was some gameplay to this, and they did provide some quotes there as well as what was shown in the last time that it was shown, which I believe was on the Xbox showcased last week. I could be wrong. My memory's not that good. But here's what the Rebellion Studio did say about the game. Quote, opening in the style of a classic 1950s newsreel, this latest trailer offers a closer look at Adam Fall's setting in the north of England. Adam Fall is inspired by the real-life events of 1957 Windscale disaster, and the story picks up 5 years later as a fictionalized quarantine zone that encompasses rolling countryside, valleys, caves, and even a picturesque English village. But this picture-perfect postcard setting is a hostile landscape that hides a dark mystery. To get to the bottom of what happened, Windscale will need to navigate military encampments, delve through abandoned bunkers below ground, and risk your life in pagan ruins. Your trusty metal detector will also help you uncover a few secrets buried beneath the surface. End quote. So when you're ready, March next year, only a few months away. Oh, we spoke about leaks earlier. Do you want some popcorn? SVG said that the popcorn buckets of both Deadpool and Wolverine may be in Fortnite. In fact, on Twitter, iFireMonkey did say, quote, Fishbowl has been decrypted. I'm losing my mind in sanity, end quote. And the costumes will be there. And by the way, you can still get the popcorn buckets. So if you want them, they are coming. And so is this. We will end today with Vampire Survivors DLC, because the Ode to Castlevania has been announced. It'll be coming in 10 days. And that'll be out on all the platforms. That comes to us from Gematsu.com. So what could you be doing? Well, you can get up to 40 new weapons. Whips, spells, magic weapons, projectiles, glyphs, all that stuff. And there's 30 new music tracks. Yes, the trailer's out. It is that time of year. All right, fine. We'll see you tomorrow, guys, for more gaming news. So, go play some games, people.